Wake Up Call Sports Wrap with Peter Walsh.
Yes, indeed. Peter Walsh, good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Ignition officially on. What turned you on in sport on the weekend? We haven't got a half an hour program to follow. There is so much going on.
Yeah.
I want to start with a strange one.
What's that?
And would you like to wake up being Noah Anderson from the Gold Coast Suns, who kicked that goal after the siren, and they had a win? And maybe as a youngster, in any sport that you play, that is the dream, to win a game off your own boot after the siren. And Stewie Jew, who during the week had signed up for another 2 years, he was fairly happy.
Oh, yes, I saw that. He was indeed. I reckon Stewie would have celebrated with a couple of sausage rolls, I reckon.
But that might have been more than a possibility. Congratulations to the Suns, a stirring victory. One of the issues that I had, though, Robbo, was the performance of the Brisbane Lions, who lost, and it was unexpected that they got beaten by Essendon.
Yeah.
But they had nine players that weren't available. Not all of them who had the sickness, of course, who were COVID-driven. But what would happen if in 4 or 5 weeks' time, similar illness hit the club?
Mm.
The AFL might be thinking about, and this is only me off the top of my head saying, we'd have to be able to say to the club, if you think you're going to have some issues, let's just put your club somewhere isolated, like we did have in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You couldn't have a club happening that. And they're going to finish second or third on the ladder, but they got beaten yesterday in an upset.
Yeah, no, look, it's a really interesting one, the whole COVID thing. I mean, State of Origin, they've been hit now with COVID as well. So, yeah, difficult one. Watch this space, I guess.
It is. Yeah. And now the space was gobbled up and sorted out by the Serbian champion, Novak Djokovic, who won 4-6, 6-3, 6-4, 7-6, 7-3. He sorted out a man that he really liked at the end by speaking in virtues about how wonderful Nick Kyrgios was. He didn't say get nicked. He said you played well, but a wonderful performance by the man who won his 21st Grand Slam singles title.
So what's your thoughts, Walshy? Kyrgios, misunderstood or flog?
Put them together and you've got a flip understood blog. I don't know. Look, he can play the game at the highest level. He can be outstanding. But we as sports buffs and gurus, as we sit and we watch and we listen, we want to see him represent Australia, and we want to see him represent Australia with pride, and he has his hiccups. But to get to a final, and unfortunately Rafael Nadal not even been able to play, but let's not take it away from the other two Australians who won the doubles, Matt Ebden and Max Purcell.
Yes.
22 years since the Australians have had a doubles champion pair, and you go back to the days of the Woodies.
Yeah.
And how good were they?
Yeah, yeah.
But a wonderful performance, and it's all over, Red Rover.
Yeah.
But a good tennis and a fitting final, you think, the best tennis player in the world had a win.
Yeah, but definitely a little bromance going on there now. And, you know, the thing that frustrates me, is you see Kyrgios at the end and when he's interviewed, and he's so generous and he's so gregarious and he's so honest, but if he could just, you know, get rid of a bit of the stuff during the game.
I think everybody's got a little bit of dog in them or anger, etc. But unfortunately, when it comes out for the public to have a look, and he really does get social media buzzing along with people who want to give their opinions, and they're allowed to give them just as we are.
Yeah.
I love watching him play. He's outstanding.
Yep.
But when he has those little hiccups, that's not too outstanding.
No. Now, local stuff, mate, because if not really at the pointy end, we're certainly starting to sharpen the pencil. Things are getting serious.
They are, and I've got to start with, unfortunately, some disappointment, and that's Dyson Daniels, who's got an injury.
Yeah.
And in the world of basketball, we're just getting all excited about the fact that the Pelicans are going to say, come to town. But he suffered a sprained ankle, and at the moment, there's some question marks about where he's headed. So let's just hope he's going to be okay, because it's such a magnificent vista in front of this very talented young man, and let's hope it's all going good.
Yep.
In the world of basketball, I want to be able to mention the Braves beat the Raiders by 1 point. Tess Madgan, 31 points, 11 rebounds and 6 assists. She steps onto a basketball court. The Pines say, get off, you sizzle. Your boots or your sand shoes are hot and dusty. So too, her hands. You know, can you give her buy those KT26s?
I have no idea, mate.
They cost $20. I got a few. I've still got some left. And the men had a win too over the Knox Raiders, 83-72. So good news in the world of basketball. But yeah. Robbo, in the world of football, I think now, even though we've got probably half a dozen games to go, we're starting to reckon that it's Gisborne in the netball. They lead the top of the table with 44 points. And similarly in the football, they lead the top of the table with 44 points. And it does look as if they could be the two teams who are going to have some fun during the finals.
Yeah, it certainly does. All right.
Now, I've got one quick one, if you don't mind. Can I go for this one? The Peloton, you've got to be able to think about this now.
Yeah.
The Peloton. Mm. The bicycle stars who are in the Tour de France.
Yes.
The Peloton emerges over the crest of a hill, a kaleidoscope of colour, and the best professional cyclists in the world spit perspiration from their battered bodies, and we catch a glimpse of the Lycra with lumps. Here they come. They're getting quicker. They're getting faster. They're getting closer. They are absolutely breathtaking. And with a Peloton, you might have 60 or 70 of them, and they whiz by, and it's over. And that's one sport that I've never been to see. I've seen plenty of the tours in Adelaide.
Yeah.
But Bob Jungels earned the solo victory in Stage 9 overnight. They just continue on. They bump into bales of wheat or hay that fall across the road.
Yeah.
They are magnificent.
They certainly are. And we'll talk to Noel Sens on Wednesday morning about the world of cycling and in particular the Tour de France. Peter Walsh, thank you very much. We'll catch you next week.
Look forward to it. Put your sand shoes on before you leave the studio.
I will. Dunlop volleys.